You remember last week there was, or rather almost 2 weeks ago now, there was a disengagement from two organs of the state by the MDC, a decision which was necessitated by ZANU-PF's unwillingness to implement a global political agreement in full, and also to observe the SADC communique of January 2009. So that is disengagement by the MDC from those two state organs, where they said they were not willing to cooperate with ZANU-PF, created what I would call a constitutional crisis. That constitutional crisis led the Prime Minister, and who is also head of government, Mr. Morgan Tsvangirai, to then get into the region and appraise regional leaders on the situation in Zimbabwe, which he feared would deteriorate further. So that disengagement from those two state organs of cabinet and council of ministers was not a withdrawal from government. He continued, the Prime Minister continued to go to work, and so did MDC ministers. They continued to go to work and do the all government programs. Now, regional leaders were appraised, and they made a commitment that they would come to Zimbabwe and look at the situation on the ground so that they could make informed decisions. That led to President Kabila, chairman of SADC, coming to Zimbabwe a few days ago. And before him, members of the organ Troika on Zimbabwe, a ministerial committee, came to Zimbabwe to have a look at the situation. And they spoke to all the parties concerned. And they made a recommendation that a summit should be held on Zimbabwe. And that's culminating into the summit that is being held today. Now, what the MDC as a party is basically saying are very basic things, that we signed a political agreement, global political agreement, which gave birth to an inclusive government. The latent spirit of that global political agreement has not been implemented in full. And the MDC is saying, let us implement what we agreed on, and let us also observe what is contained in the communique of January 2009. Let us implement what is in the communique, and let us implement the global political agreement in full, and only then can the inclusive government start functioning properly. So that is basically what the MDC has come here to make sure it's done. And the most consoling thing is that the SADC, as a regional bloc, have realized the need to implement the global political agreement in full, and the need to observe the SADC communique of January 2009 as a basis for negotiation.
James, supporters of ZANU-PF say that the MDC ran away from problems when it is supposed to be part of the solution, rather than going about trumpeting the problems in the unity government.
Yeah, I'm glad you're saying ZANU-PF supporters, because I don't expect anything different. I would have been surprised if they had said anything different. But those are ZANU-PF supporters, as you rightly say. And ZANU-PF supporters are exactly what you call them, ZANU-PF supporters. And I they are bound to say things like that. And it is their democratic right to say things which are not necessarily correct. They have a democratic right to say that. And it is that democratic right which the MDC as a party has been fighting all these years to uphold. They have a right to say wrong things without fear of being put behind bars.
Critics of SADC say that SADC basically has not put pressure enough to see the implementation of the global political agreement, and that despite all these meetings, things will still remain the same.
Well, I think we're putting the cart before the horse. If critics say that, why don't we wait until the end of today and see what happens? We are not fortune tellers, and we cannot foretell what is going to happen. But what I want to say is that the fact that the ministerial committee on Troika came to Zimbabwe soon after the visit by the Prime Minister, and then they said they were recommending a SADC summit, and this recommendation only came late last week, and barely a week later we have a SADC summit. to me, it is a positive sign that SADC is taking this issue seriously and they're giving it the urgency that it deserves. And I cannot wish for more. That is in my humble view.
How soon do you expect the recommendations that come out of this meeting to be implemented when you go back to Zimbabwe?
Well, I think every right-thinking member of Zimbabwe, everyone who has Zimbabwe at heart, would want the recommendations of SADC to be implemented as soon as possible. Everyone who has Zimbabwe at heart, Zimbabwean or non-Zimbabwean, Zimbabwean in the country and in the diaspora, for as long as you wish Zimbabwe well, you'd want to see the GPA and the SADC communique implemented ASAP.
President Mugabe has maintained that he is working with the MDC to resolve the rift within the coalition government or the unity government and to establish or implement fully the global political agreement, and that disengaging from the government in itself is dishonest.
Well, that is President Mugabe, right? And this global political agreement was signed a long time ago, and this transitional inclusive government was consummated 7 months ago. What has been stopping implementation? There are things that could have been implemented without even talking to the guy next door. Swearing in of governors, the formula for the appointment of governors was agreed upon. Governors were appointed. What has been stopping the swearing in of governors? What has been stopping? I mean, what do you need to swear in a governor who has been appointed to start working? You don't need anything. All you need the political will to swear them. You just need to set a date, invite them over to where the ceremony will take place, and swear them. But what has been stopping that? And the prime minister cannot sit there and look at the latest piece of the global political agreement being violated. Why he sits there and wait? It's like a man who sits in a marriage, is battered every day, and he remains in that marriage, and then one day he wake up dead, and people say, look, we knew this person was being battered every day, but why didn't he scream and shout? That's exactly what the prime minister has done.
Now, so what other sections of the global political agreement does the MDC wants to see implemented after today's discussion or dialogue in Maputo?
All the outstanding issues, my brother. All issues that are outstanding must be implemented immediately. I'll give you one, which I think can be implemented today without further ado. Swearing in of governors. They were appointed, it was agreed upon, and they should be sworn in, and they should take up their appointments. Those governors that were appointed and procedurally, it was agreed that they would leave office, and that their termination packages worked out and agreed upon. They should get their terminal benefits, and they should leave office, and the new governors must be sworn in. You know, all the outstanding issues of the global political agreement, all the issues that are cited in the SADC communique of January, all those things must be implemented as soon as possible. And all those issues, I'm telling you, they do not need money to be implemented. All we need is political will to implement all those outstanding issues.